Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me. Gain on a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stop and have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Well, good evening. Hello. Again, I'm trying to get used to all this equipment and stuff. How are you? I hope you guys had a great weekend. We got a great show in store for us today. We have Cardiac. He's going to be joining us in a few minutes, and we're going to be able to ask him a little bit about what's going on in his music career and other venues that have just kind of been taking off. Last week, we had Mel in the house. We had him as a guest. So it's been a whole week since the show's been going on. I'm really excited. We have our listenership is growing. I've gotten a couple of real cool fan letters. And I'm really excited about the shows that we've got coming up in the months to come. Real exciting stuff. I want to share with you this weekend, I actually got the opportunity to go to Maine. I want to say hello to my friends out in Maine. We got Big Man Z out there with Sonari and Ravi and Kazi and the whole crew. We were working this weekend. I'm actually going to be making a movie project out there in this weekend. I thought it was just going to be fun. I'm going to go out there and, yeah, we're going to practice some lines, get to wear some cool costumes. Unbeknown to me, it was actually going to be hard work. We had to do some choreography and some amazing fight scenes. It was a lot of fun. And they were pretty sneaky. They didn't tell me there was going to be a couple of dance scenes in this movie because I love to dance, but I've always had this mental block when it comes to physically learning dance steps. And I got to learn that, maybe I'm not as bad as I thought I was. But you guys will be the judge of that when the movie comes out. You get the chance. They've already done a small project. It's called Unicovia Pictures. They had their first project come out back in August. I'm going to have Z come back. He'll probably be on our show in the next few weeks. We're actually going to do a special Saturday broadcast. We're going to be broadcasting live from Maine. So that'll be interesting. We'll be on the set. They actually finished their first project. It was a smaller, considered full length because it was an hour. It's called Anna Korea, and it's a great movie. It's got a great uplifting message. It has some unknown talent that is phenomenal. It's a great children's kind of story, and I can almost see it becoming kind of like a series eventually. It was very good, and I'm very excited about the upcoming project because most of the characters are very strong female leads, and the nice thing is it goes basically against anything that Hollywood has given us in the past because these women are stronger. They're not your typical, 20-year-old model types. These are very strong women, athletic. We'll be doing most of our own stunts. We'll be doing a lot of really neat things, so I'm really excited, and you'll get to hear a little bit more about that. The other great thing I got to do while I was in Maine, I got to go visit Bill McLean. He's actually wrapping up on his first full-length movie called Scooter Magruder. It was kind of cool. Shelly Nunchuck, she'll be on the show too. She's another amazing woman. She does a lot of martial arts in her own stunts. She'll be on our show on Friday, October 9th. So we wind up going up there. We were just going to be extras, and we wind up getting bumped up at the last minute and actually got a small speaking part. And it was kind of cool because we were in this kind of like show game type of scene, and I'll tell you, Shelly killed it. We had a really good time with it, and another great experience, Bill McLean, Jeff Sullivan, and Bill's wife, Tiff, amazing people. I mean, we got those scenes done in no time at all. Very professional, very exciting. So it was a really good time. So I will be waiting for Cardiac. He will be calling me in soon to join our listeners and stuff. In the meantime, I have a caller, so you guys will hold on a minute. Hello, are you there?
Indeed I am. Indeed I am. Charlie,
well,
Alejandro,
hello. How are
Eric
you?
Eric Robert Eastman in Nashua, New Hampshire, one of your faithful fans, calling up very excited to talk to Cardiac, a man that I had the privilege and honor of meeting on a major movie set, actually, this summer, as you know.
Yes, you did. Now, I have to give my listeners a little feedback, because Eric, as a matter of fact, is one of the great people that I'm planning on having on the show. As soon as I can corral him, because he's so busy. And your ears must have been ringing, because we were actually talking about you yesterday. You came up in conversation about the fact that you were actually working on, what, three or four roles at the same time this summer?
Yeah, one, well, during the summer, it was two theater roles and three feature films. And at this point, I've been able to pare it down to a much more comfortable two feature films and one play. So that's, much less of a handful.
And I have to ask, because this is actually how the conversation came, how did you ever keep the lines and the characters straight and not get them mixed up? That just
well,
boggles
being certifiably schizophrenic helps, you know.
I don't know about that. I mean, I have to say, you are an amazing actor. I mean, I've seen you in action. I've seen you improv. That just blew my mind. For the listeners, Eric and I actually had the opportunity to work together in a benefit for cancer research back in, was it August that we worked that or July?
It, gee whiz, I think that was in July. And what
what
an extraordinary evening was that we had, because it was a real hot night in a basement.
Yes.
That was absolutely overpopulated with people that were faithfully supporting the cause at a dinner theater show. And there was so much carbon dioxide due to the heat and everybody breathing in the air, that the floor actually accumulated, I don't know, I guess if you took out a measuring stick, it would have been an eighth inch of water. So
at
anybody
least
in heels were definitely given hazard pay.
Oh, yeah, and of course, the two people in heels was me and what was the little girl's name? Was it Maria?
That's right.
Yeah, Marie, and needless to say, that's what happened, self-fulfilling prophecy. We said, watch it, we're going to be the two that are going to take a spill, and yeah, sure enough.
It was a great night. I mean, the audience members that attended and paid to be there and whatnot and support the cause, I think that they invested just as much as the performers, because it was a hot night, and everybody had a great night.
I have to say, because most of all, the one that I think suffered the most is you, because you were wearing a trench coat, because you were supposed to be the investigator.
Investigating the
murder.
That's all right. It was a thin trench coat. It was a great role. I was channeling Peter Falk.
And you did a very great job with it. You were doing an amazing job. Now, we're going to be working together in the coming months.
You mentioned Falkir, done with Z up in,
mm-hmm.
in Westbrook, Maine. And that is something that I'm proud, like yourself, to be able to say that I've got a part in. And working together with everybody, as you've mentioned, is a gift. The people that I know he has cast are gracious and talented people. And I know that Z is an inspired man. And I know the story that he tells is going to have a lot of redeeming qualities. It's going to speak well it's a fantasy type of story. But the great thing about Z is that he has a great sensitivity about people. He understands.
Yes, yes, he does.
And he understands also how to honor women in ways that Hollywood has only begun to do.
That's very true. Z, that's one of the things that he does, and that's what I love about it. He's very caring. He's very ethical in a way, because he makes sure that the women are portrayed in very tasteful and strong characters. We don't have to worry about anything falling out of our costumes, and we're not the damsel in distress. We don't fall and trip over our heels as we're running away. More likely, people are going to be running away from us. Real quick, I just want to welcome Cardiac. Are you there, Cardiac?
Yep, I'm on the line.
Well, good evening. How are you? I have to tell you, I have a friend of yours, a fan of yours on the line who wants to talk to you. Do you remember Mr. Eric Eastman? We wound up working with him on Grown-Up.
Eric, what's going on, brother?
How are you, Kadiak? It's so good
I'm
to talk
good,
with
man.
You. You,
good,
you deserve
good, man.
You deserve this interview, and you deserve the to be in the public eye and have the kind of acclaim that interview shows like this and others are going to give you, because I've been listening to some of your music to prepare for this. And,
oh, thanks.
Particularly your song about fatherhood. I got two daughters, and they're both in college, and it brought me right back to that moment when I first held them, and I'm telling you, I had to dry my face before I made the call.
Same, man. That one's been connected with a lot of people. I mean, it's really been. I mean, I just wrote it to vent myself, but then I found out that I was connecting with a lot of people, like a subject that hasn't been touched on in a long time.
Yeah, I know. And you know what's great is that you're using music forms that for so long were used to share other emotions
mm-hmm.
that might not be so much fun for people to focus on. And you're, you know, you're taking today's rap and R&B and you're really... you're running the whole spectrum, and that's what music is. That's what art is. That's what it does, and you're doing it. So
I was actually just at the Boston Music Conference, and it's all falling along the lines, like just positive thinking and brainwaves and all that. And for years I've been saying this, that you know, I realized I just had to get my music in front of the right people. And my team, my networkers, we went down there, and we just tore that place up. We were sitting down with people from Universal, three-time Grammy Award winner, and one of the heads of marketing for G-Unit. They're all in the same room. They're in my apartment, and they were all bobbing their heads to my music. I mean, song after song after song, they were, like, legit feeling it.
Yep.
And got all these guys' connections and numbers, and we're going to talk. And it was just all up and down the conference. Every person that had a chance to sit down and listen to the music was impressed.
Oh, that's solid. That's solid. I see big things for you.
Thank you, man.
In your way, I really do, and you got the right attitude for it. So it's an honor to be one of your fellow artists. It really is.
Cool. Thank you, Eric, man. I know you've been plugging away, working hard, man. I'll bless you.
Hey, Eric,
what did you say you had coming up?
Yeah, I've got a play coming up, and I'd be happy to let you know, keep you posted. It's going to be Halloween weekend, and it's about spooky things. So
definitely, I'll check it out.
That sounds awesome. Now, remember, Eric, I have you now. I've got your number. I'm going to corral you. I'm definitely going to have you on the show, because I would definitely need a couple of hours to go through everything that you've done and some of the amazing projects you've been involved with in the past.
That'll be great, but that'll be a chat for another day today.
Absolutely.
It's Kadiak time to shine. So I'll step back, and I'll let you take over the reins of that interview. Hey, God bless you both. Have a great chat. And Kadiak, just keep reaching for the stars. That's where you're headed.
Definitely, brother, man. Show me an email.
Thank you, Eric.
Care.
I'll talk to you later.
Be well.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Kadiak, how are you?
It's been a crazy last 3 days, but the network has been insane.
It has, hasn't it? Now, let me ask you a question. So we'll back it up a little bit. I know you're doing a lot of projects now, but I want to kind of get some information, because some of our listeners might... Who is this Kadiak guy? So, you want to give us a little background? Well, first of all, where did you grow up?
Grew up in Cambridge. Then we moved out of there, you know, grew around all over the neighborhoods of Boston. Pretty much gypsy lifestyle, just bouncing from neighborhood to neighborhood. And ended up in Lowell for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And basically got into music somewhere along the route. Got me away from... the gangs and all the nonsense, and it basically gave me something to focus on in my life, something to vent my emotions, because I was always a very introverted kid when I was younger, and I kind of came out my shell in later years, and now it's just hard work, working with people on this music. It's just starting to make its way felt to a lot of other people.
So how old were you when you started in the music scene, as far as when did you realize that rap was what you wanted to do, or how did you realize that you wanted to go in that direction as far as being a musical artist? Because you yourself said you were introverted, so what made you decide that that's what you wanted to do?
I figured at 12, I first started hearing rap, and I was about 13. I heard Run DMC's record, Down with the Kings, and that one really made me want to rap. And I remember at first it was overwhelming to figure out how to do it, or even break down the choruses or bars or measurements or even how to write. So I started freestyling, and you know, back then in the early 90s, wasn't known for a Spanish kid to be rapping or doing anything like that, especially when you're a Salvadorian or Costa Rican. So they just think you're going to be playing a maraca or something like that. And then I went from party to party. I mean, I've heard so many remarks like, yeah, go home with Spanish boy, yeah, you know, this is a black man's game or something like that. And it was, I flipped a lot of wigs when I started doing people up in their own music or supposedly a black genre, or, you know, my father used to say, why are you doing that black music? And it was, it's funny now that it's like, it's so universal, and that the majority of the people that buy hip hop are white.
Right. And it's funny though, because that's just a misconception that we had here in the United States, because people don't realize that rap isn't just in the United States. It was in other parts of the world. It was in, you know, Korea, it was in Japan, it was in other areas. So it wasn't just, quote unquote, a black thing. It was in other cultures as well. But we here in the United States just perceived it to be as, you know, something that came out of the hood with so-called, you know,
well, it really was.
But it really wasn't.
It was an urban thing, but it spread out. It branched out. It became universal. It became everybody's thing. You know, the more someone fights something and tries to suppress it, it's going to grow and get stronger. That's just what happens. And so, you know, now it's everything. You have 38, 40-year-olds who are hip-hop heads. It's not
just
a young kid thing anymore.
Right, because realistically, if you think about it, I mean, anytime any new kind of genre came out, I mean, for Pete's sake, Elvis Presley was blacked out when he was on the Ed Sullivan Show, and people considered rock and roll devil music, where, you know, there were religious groups boycotting it and saying what a travesty it was. And then, of course, we had the Beatles come over from across the pond, and then those are the other incarnates of Satan, supposedly. So every time a new genre came on the scene, people just had this perception that it was evil or it was wrong. And unfortunately, with rap, and you can touch a little bit about that, a lot of the rap that came out at first was either very commercialized because it was being played on the radio,
or very urban and edgy, and it was done on purpose to slap people in the face to get attention, whatever. But I mean, now I just feel that it doesn't have the same effect as it does anymore. If you don't have a strong song basis or an idea, or basically the song is linear and where it follows a direct story or subject, then, you know, to yell just to yell and swear just to swear and talk about killing just to kill doesn't mean anything anymore.
Right. Now, I have a song here that I had to dig deep. Actually, not so much deep. You were rapping originally, and then your younger brother was rapping with you as well?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sacrifice. And, he's based out of Philly.
Sacrifice. Now, your very first CD was called what?
Oh, man. The first one, the first real one we dropped, never mind the four other CDs that have fallen to the wayside, underground stuff. I'm pretty sure there's some guy with 30 of our songs somewhere. But
Well, actually, I found some of them, but I can't play it on this venue because that was when you guys were very angry.
Yeah, we were very angry young fellows. And now I've turned more into like a party vibe, you know, feel good, fun music. And, you know, every once in a while I'll give the street something to yell about. But for the most part, I'm thinking money, I'm thinking business.
Right, but your very first CD that could be considered commercial.
It's a Wrap. And it had a double meaning because it's called It's a Wrap. It dropped in 2005, I believe. And basically it was, you know, release, sound scan numbers, everything, real record. It was kind of rushed, and we had a lot more music. It was basically the first time we got in a real, real studio with a real production team behind us, Surefire Studios that produced it for us. And basically it was the first time we could actually vent on a lot of subjects in our life that we hadn't really had the right beats around us or the right production team around us to really say, okay, we're going to vent on this one. This is going to be a statement. That album really, if you listen to it front to back, it really told a life story, and it really, really told a lot of personal things about me and my brother.
Right. Now, I have one here that I want to play for our listeners, and I know that once you hear it, the the listeners are going to get a feel for your background, and then you can touch a little bit more on it. So I actually dug deep, and I found this, and it's called All in One Life, and that was the first song that you and your brother did in this particular album. So let me play it here for our listeners.
Yeah, it's been a long road. I don't know where it's going to take me. Well, now I got faith in my fans, my loved ones, my block, my peoples, sort of. It's a struggle. You just gotta keep up, keep walking, keep your eyes on the prize. The other foot in front of you, you never know where life will take you, man. Ride with me. Back in the 70s, Dad just a boulder. A little earlier, my grandma raised a daughter. A beautiful thing, she was a ghetto flower. Caught a young man's attention with her power. It was love at first sight, I saw she thought. But a couple months later, he left her with a broken heart. Young and naive, only 17. About to have a young mouth to feed. Head down, she could feel the shame. A couple months later, labor pains. She looked down in her new son's eyes. A black smile, as big as the skies. Pop gave her being a man to try. Worked as a mechanic, mama up at Burger King. Meanwhile, late at night, she was studying. She did a thing and she got a degree in chef.
All in one lifetime, it's just all in one lifetime.
All in my ups.
All in one lifetime, it's just.
Now I'm 14, and my pops up and left the scene. Now I'm a young kid, walking the block, and no white man, no, my mama's a cop. They show me no love, a young man locked in handcuffs. Mama always worked in the streets to raise us. Here's a twist, my uncle white as snow, and he's always telling me the right way to go. Until one day the cops took him to, yo. Imagine the pain, conflicted inside. Not knowing whether I wanna ride or die. I get down on my knees and I'm screaming why. I hit the streets like a soldier boy. Running a jacket, clapping an accent. No bad thing better happen. But one night I slept and had a dream. My uncle told me to relax and breathe.
All in one lifetime, it's just all in one lifetime.
All in my ups.
All in one lifetime, it's just all in one lifetime.
All in my ups.
All in one lifetime, it's just all in one lifetime.
All in my ups.
All in one lifetime, it's just.
Things change, yo, I'm older now, focused now. God, yo, he blessed his child. Mama came up and met the right man. We had the differences, but that's just growing up, man. Two more sisters, two more brothers, plus my three. All love each other, man. It's a strange trip, life. Thank you, Lord, for giving me mics. I got the tools to get the globe open. Please welcome family, cause if not, I still got family. And it ain't always necessarily blood. Is anybody in this world gonna show you love? Everybody take these words to heart, cause my real fan is the ones that sat and played their part. I lived in the streets where I dream in the mansions. I done my dirt with the best of intentions.
All in one lifetime, it's just all in one lifetime.
All in my ups.
All in one lifetime, it's just all in one lifetime.
All in my ups.
All in one lifetime, it's just all in one lifetime.
All in my ups.
All in one lifetime, it's just all in one lifetime.
All in my ups.
Hey, Cardiac, me there.
Yes. That one really brings me back.
I figured it would.
That one still gives me goosebumps when I hear it.
Right. Now, that is amazingly deep lyrics. Now, when did you write that song?
I wrote it about 2004. I'll never forget because one of my homegirls, Rochelle, whose friend was dating one of the Patriots at the time, or married to him now, wanted me to fly on the Patriots jet down to the Super Bowl, which would have been a dream for me. But I was working on this album. So for anybody who said I never sacrificed for my music, they can say something that can't be said on the radio, but we'll just... So
what
I wrote the song. I wrote the song basically just a vent. I said a quiet inner prayer to myself just so I could get out the right words. And just came out perfect.
Cardiac, I have a gentleman, Recon 55, Davis from Utah, and he says that he was really feeling it, the song. He didn't get to hear all of it because his wires was cutting in and out, but he says that was some amazing stuff. Now, the song is basically an autobiography of your life.
It is. Basically my birth, even before I'm born. and it goes into what my parents did as work, then it basically goes into my teen years, and then the end, which I still feel that the end is not yet written yet. But I was talking the other day, just to bring you back, because I know we touched base on the BMC earlier this week, and basically I was networking my butt off, and at one point at the end of the night, I had Angel Martinez, was a really cool guy, shout out to him. He was head of marketing for G-Unit Records, and basically he was having a rough night. One of the bouncers was giving him a rough time, so I talked to him, whatever. We got to working and networking and talking. He heard some of my music, and this other guy, Echo, who's a three-time Latin Grammy winner. He's been behind hits for Pitbull, Daddy Yankee, you name it in the Latin game, Marcelo Mondel, he's been behind all those hits. Cool guy. I took them over to Mantra after they were at Mojitos. They came back, totally thanked me, told me I had a great time. And lo and behold, I walk upstairs and Richie Pena, who's a very talented and well-respected producer in his own right, is also signed to Universal. Is sitting there with one of the heads at Universal. So now all these three people are in my apartment right now. Mm-hmm. And we're having beers, we're talking, and they go and sit down, and I go in, and Richie's like, come over here and talk to me for a second. So I go over and talk to Richie for a second. We get in the room, and he's like, Cartier, do you realize who the F is in your kitchen right now? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, how are you so calm about that? I was like, because I've been waiting for this my whole life. I was like, all I got to do is pitch it the right way. And while I'm in there, my girlfriend, Smiles, is out there talking to them, entertaining the guys, making them feel comfortable, letting them hear the music, basically being a good hostess. And I go out there later, and these guys are bumping their heads to my music. I mean, not genuine, like head nods, like, this is you? This is you? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, all of them? So the head of Universal was like, get my contact. I'm gonna, send you a couple songs. He's really loving the song I did, Born in the City. Echo, when he left, was like, let's make hits, man. Come out the PR, whatever, we'll do something. And Angel just wanted to chill me. And so it was just, I sat down that night and I was about to go to sleep. And Smiles was like, what do you think about it? I feel like, my whole life I've been writing a book. And I feel that I've been working on it, and the chapters have been stacking up. And I felt like I'm getting down to the last two chapters. At least the one with the happy ending.
Yeah, well, you're getting down to the two chapters of this book before you do the sequel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I know that a lot of times when someone, quote-unquote, makes it, everybody's like, oh, where did this person come from? They're like an overnight success. But they don't realize that overnight success is the overnight success has been working on it for all this time. So the thing is now, on top of the rap, now you know that you put a different blend.
Let me give a shout-out to www.617live.tv, Danger, and then they came down and they showed love at the awards. They came out of the club after. I'm so booked in October. It's ridiculous. I got six events I got to go cover. I think the 18th, 19th, 21st, 22nd, 26th. If guys are in hip-hop and in the Boston area, also, there's Boston Fashion Week this week, so we're probably going to be covering a couple of those events. So if they check out 617 Live City, basically, or 617live.com, either one will let you know what we're doing, and then you can watch the broadcast and see what's going on with the events around Boston area.
Excellent. Now, one of the things is that you've been, nose to the grindstone, getting bumping going on there to get the music going. But there's other things that are just kind of like falling in your lap. And it's funny because at first you're like, oh, no, I don't do that. And they're like, well, you could. Now, you wind up being actually cast in a movie?
Yeah, I got cast in a movie. It was Business is War. That was just the director liked my voice. So they had me saying some silly nonsense. And basically I was just being silly myself. Basically just playing Cardiac on the screen, whatever, and I got to see it. It was just weird seeing myself on the big screen for the release, and I was down in Roxbury. Shout out to Kamal Gordon, he directed it. They're still trying to get it into some more, Sundance, a couple other venues, see how they can get it out there. recently I did they were doing a casting call for a reality show, and I guess I made it down to the last five because the TV crew came to my house and interviewed me, and Basically, I guess they really want me because they said out of 700 people on the first casting call, I was the only one they wanted. They had a second casting call. They picked out maybe three other guys, but they still said they had to come back to me. So I'll have a word maybe in a day or two if I'm definitely in on the show, but I made it to the top five.
That's awesome. Now, also, you're working with Goldilocks Productions?
Yes, that's another movie called Snowflake. It's an independent film. Right now, in the process of they just finished the teaser trailer, basically trying to garner a little more awareness about the movie and maybe get a little more sponsorship and stuff going into the movie. I believe in the project, and we made it on the soundtrack, so we're working close with Clef, their music producer, to try to pick up some good sounds for the soundtrack.
That's excellent. Now, the thing with Goldilocks Productions, the movie is called, what's the name of the movie and what's it about?
It's Snowflake. It's basically, I think they've been pitching it wrong. Basically, it's a thing about crossing lines and going against what your family wants. It's chasing your heart because,
mm-hmm.
you know, they keep trying to pitch it like a female version of 8 Mile, which it's not. It's about a girl who's really talented at music, and she has a real, real talent for rap music. But her family's very, very well off, and
right.
they're nose to the grindstone, lawyers, attorneys, like blue blood, just totally against this. And basically, they say if you keep pursuing this, we're going to cut you off. You're not going to get any money. You're going to be on your own. And
right.
she just chases her dream and does it.
So basically, it goes to show that nowadays, especially in the last few years, rap isn't something that just, your typical, like they say, urban life. There's kids out there that
mm-hmm.
are well off and that they could do anything. I mean, you yourselves, life was hard at the beginning, but most of your brothers and sisters have a college education. You yourself went to college for a year. You basically have a lot. You've actually, going to blow your coolness here, you actually have a couple of certifications. You went to UMass Lowell, right, and got certified in a couple of things. So it's not something that you had to do. It's not.
Well,
let's
get this right.
Okay.
In the business world, it's a business. And what these guys
right.
don't get with their street cred and their blah, 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 and all this stuff, if you can't walk into a room looking good in a suit, look people in the eye, and be a straight businessman, and look at this guy who can make your dreams come true and say, look, I am going to take these $2 million, and I am not going to screw you over on this. I'm not going
right.
to, basically go out and do drugs and OD or run off and do a shootout somewhere and be in jail for 4 years instead of recording records and making money. So
right.
it's a business. You have to polish yourself. A lot of these guys have this attitude, me, 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 me. Well, guess what? It takes 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people behind the scenes to make that meet. And,
right.
just shout out to all the people that are behind me, working, making emails, phone calls, networking for me, just little errands. It's a lot goes into it. So, it's 100% business. And if you're not smart about it, educated, look, Puffy, educated man,
exactly.
all these people that supposedly had all this street cred, are college kids. Redman went to college.
Right.
Keith Murray went to college. All these guys that were, this, and that. Image is one thing. The professional is the other thing. And the people behind you are the number one thing.
Very true. Now, real quick, I want to welcome guest 4624 to the show. She's she is in our chat room right now. We got Mountain Man in there. Hey, Mountain Man, how are you? He's kind of like our co-host up in the chat room. He can make sure that everybody gets welcome. So how
nice.
About Cardi? I give a little shout out to Mountain Man and guest 4624 in the chat room.
Mountain Man, what it is? How you doing?
Now, one of the things you're talking about how it's very important to have your ability to be able to, because that's what happens. Sadly, that's one of the things that I get upset about in the rap game, that you have these very young artists that are very talented, and unfortunately, they get taken advantage of because they just they don't have the business savviness. And you guys have had. Yes.
This is it. You have to research. You have to look at the market. Now, who are you going to model yourself after? The guy who died in a blaze of glory and left nothing behind, or the guy who has an empire? And then other than that, it's basically, like I said, it's a business. Before you go into any business, are you not going to research it? Are you not going to, plan out a strategy? Are you not going to have a business plan? So if you go into this business blind, sorry for you, buddies, but you're going to get really, really frustrated and fed up and left to the wayside. The music business will eat you up and spit you out, almost as worse than Hollywood. It's a very cutthroat business. I don't want to turn people off to it. If this is what you want to do, then you better be educated, because
right. The
way people think in this business, if they don't know, I'm not going to tell them.
That's true, because the reality is that they expect you to know. It would be the same thing if you were a police officer or a doctor or, like you said, a lawyer in corporate America. They expect you to be savvy about the business.
Well, let's put it this way. Basic things, it's a red flag that this person isn't ready for the business. Like, if a police officer can't put on a pair of handcuffs on somebody, then obviously someone screwed up at the academy. And that's
exactly
where it is. It's like you have to have this. It's taken me a long time to get it, and I've gotten it. And I've been trying to the point now where I can mentor other people and show them the ropes and let them know that it's not an overnight thing, but if you maintain the right process and the right way of thinking, you'll get there. If you are truly talented, again, you can't just keep pushing, you know, closed doors are one thing and belief is one thing, but if you're really not making noise or you're really not getting that every day that you're good, you might have to call it quits if you've been doing it for 10 or 15 years. You know, it's a different thing when you're getting compliments every day from total strangers who don't know you. You know, it's important to not surround yourself by yes people, because they'll yes you to death, and in the end, it's not benefiting you.
That's very true. Now, real quick, it's cool that you mentioned the mentoring, and that's going to lead right into the song that I picked out, because I thought that just shows the greatness of when you talk mentoring. But real quick to our listeners, if you guys want to call in and if you have any questions for Cardiac, the number is 347-989-1473. Again, the number is 347-989-1473. Or you can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinary woman. Selling to Woman is WMN, and you can join our chat room and you can have questions asked there as well. I want to play this next song because I think this song really highlights that whole mentoring thing you're talking about, and the other thing that you talked about, the kind of people you surround yourself with and having that kind of support. So for our listeners, I want you to hear this song. It's called Legendary, and then after it's done, we'll explain to you why that mentoring really kicks into it.
Easy one, but I ain't never been known to take it easy, so end it one. cops slip and get respected with death. Keep it hot, every breath, every sentence is fresh. I'm a legend cause I'm mentioned when they mention the best. I kill songs, I'm ill, I'm built strong. I'm above most these rappers, I'm standing with stilts on. They see me still here and they ask if he's still on. Without a question, he's a legend, the skills are still strong. Need a boost to make me better, I can better the booth. I better other soldiers in the field like medical troops. I better the youth, the proof, I could never be you. I see my future real clear like I'm ahead of the truth. I'm so dope, they get addicted to me. So I don't write rhymes, I have to go prescription or free. I keep it hot, every drop, by any means necessary. You might be good, but consider me legendary.
Go, say what you want. Corporate, we start. You're witnessing a legend in the making. Go, say what you want. Corporate, we start. You're witnessing a legend in the making.
Hey, Cardiac.
Yes.
Now, hold on. There we go. Now, the thing about that song, speaking of mentoring, who are the people on that song with you?
My sister, Lady Jess, and my two brothers, Sacrifice in Situ. And I'm the oldest of a huge family. And ever since I was 13 years old, I've been rapping, running around the house, spitting lines and freestyles and telling people to chase their dreams and that they could be whatever they want. And slowly but surely, I think the whole family caught the bug because I mentored my brother, Sacrifice, how to write. He's turned into a prolific writer. I taught him how to break down melodies and hooks and stuff, which really was a weakness for him for a long time. And in return, after I actually initially taught him how to write, he taught me how to break down time measurements because I was awful at it. So it's just the things of always helping yourself. And since you was just got the best of both worlds, being in a house with two really respected street MCs, because we had respect everywhere. I mean, if you look at Reverb Nation, me and my brother respectively at one point were number one and number four on the list for Boston Hip Hop. So, and that was a former group.
Right, so you guys were on Reverb Nation. That was www.reverbnation.com/sacrifice, mm-hmm. And then the spelling for sacrifice was SACRAFYC, and then you had a separate one where you were www.reverbnation.com/cardiac, K-A-H-D-I-A-K.
And actually, the easiest way to get in touch with any of my stuff is K-A-H-D-I-A-K.com. And there's links right to my Facebook and my MySpace, my music videos. You can buy T-shirts, sweatshirts, merchandise, anything you want on there. We have shirts for the girls, guys. We even have thongs. I don't know why. Whatever. It's there. So, guys, check it out. And also, we have a plethora of other things.
Right. So your website
cardiac.com.
is cardiac.com.
Cardiac.com. Real easy. K-A-H-D-I-A-K.com.
Now, what's the thing with the spelling with the cardiac? Is that kind of like, want to explain to our listeners where you got that idea?
And we don't pronounce the I's ever, so it's cardiac. And so initially it's confusing with people, but a good business card, you flash in their face, they get it, it's clever. And basically, there was a lot of biters. I've had this name since 1999. And... Mm-hmm. It was always Cardiac, and I Googled my name. There was a couple people out there with not as many fans, young kids who had probably heard my name before and started trying to bite it because they were definitely around the same neighborhood as me. So basically we had to change the name, copyright it to get our .com, and now when you Google me, I'm the only one that pops up, so my hard work isn't helping other people for no reason. So, you know, basically that's what it is. And I tell people, be very, very aware of your name and what you're choosing. If it's too similar to someone else, you shoot yourself in the foot because people are going to try to look you up online because everybody Googles everybody now. So You give someone your name, they Google it, and then, oh, guess what? There's 30 Lucky Slims online. So they're listening to 29 other people who have nothing to do with you. And you just wasted a really good business connection.
Very true. I have a quick question here. I got an email from Chicky22, and she wants to know, how do you stay motivated?
I wake up every day, and I think about how I just take a quick perspective of what I've done during the week. What have I done to make myself get towards my dream? Now, when you accomplish one little thing, that's one little victory. It's like a notch in your belt. You put it there and you keep going with it. I feel like the way I stay motivated is that I'm never satisfied. So even if I get something, I keep pushing and pushing and pushing until it's perfection. And I know perfection is a hard thing to chase, but I just think that if you don't stress the little things in life, the little tiny minute things, like, oh my God, I can't pay my cell phone bill, and then you're walking away grumpy all day because of your cell phone bill, and you're rubbing off, you know, bad vibes on other people, and just when you live your life being grumpy about little dumb problems, how are you ever going to handle the big ones? You take
right,
them
exactly.
as they come, and, you know, I think if you live stress-free and just don't let these things bother you, I mean, it's going to get paid regardless or it's not going to be paid regardless. What are you going to do to fix it? And then
right.
fix it. Don't sit there and dwell on it, because dwelling on it isn't going to solve the problem. Crying about it isn't going to solve the problem. And yakking someone's ear about how much it sucks isn't going to solve the problem.
Exactly.
So take that energy that you're doing, throwing out all this bad energy all over the house, and say, okay, all right, maybe I might have to work some extra hours at work, or maybe I'm going to have to get an extra job real quick, or maybe I'll have to call up grandma. Whatever you got to do to get your problem done, get it done.
Right, exactly. Okay, real quick, Cardiac, I have a listener, caller actually on the line. If you hold on a second, I can connect them. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am. This is Mountain Man.
Hey, Mountain Man, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I have to apologize to my listeners. That's Buddy the dog, the mystery dog in the house, trying to get attention.
Buddy's trying to steal my spotlight. You see that?
He is. Buddy's actually going to be a guest on our show later on, so, you know, he's trying to steal the spot. So, Mountain Man, do you have a comment or a question for Cardiac?
Well, I was just wondering, and I know you said you were going to get to ask him when you guys got back online. But I was actually had heard two of your songs, Cardiac,
mm-hmm.
that I actually absolutely like, and it really hit deep down in my heart. And I just wanted to say congratulations on your CDs or whatever.
Oh,
and,
wow,
the two that at the beginning or when she was playing them earlier, they just really hit that deep down and made me think about a lot of stuff myself. And I just wanted to say hello to you. And I knew you were going to be on tonight. And I just wanted to at least have you hear my voice. So she knew exactly.
Thank you, my man.
At least you would know who the voice was and everything.
Right. Yeah, I mean, thank you. I mean, I guess she played Always Be There earlier. And the funny thing about that song is, you know, like I said, I wrote it to vent myself. But when, I had a friend of mine, Emily, she's like my little sister. And she heard the song, and her father wasn't really around growing up. And she
mm-hmm.
told me that if I had heard my father say those words to me, or even if I never knew him my whole life, and he just gave me that song 20 years later, at least I know I was loved. And I just feel like that's, you know, saying it every day and doing it everything, but something like a song, I think it could live on way longer after I'm gone off this earth, and other people could still be getting that feeling, like, maybe, what am I doing? Should I be doing more things for the mother of my child? Should I be getting, you know, should I really be complaining about him running up and down the stairs and making noise when it's a blessing to even have a kid, you know? So I just think it's something like that where, and people talk about, oh, my little man and all this stuff, and they make it all insincere. I wanted to make something that, I mean, even myself, when I wrote it and I was recording it, there wasn't a dry eye in the studio. My buddy Brady, Jenna, there was like six witnesses, and we even taped it. I might YouTube it later, but there wasn't a dry eye in the house. Even me, it was really, really hard to get through that song.
Right. And as I was talking to the host there, I had asked her where we could get those CDs and stuff because, like I said, there were two songs that were played earlier that I'd like to get, and I just wanted to...
Well, right now, Always Be There, I'm going to make it downloadable as a fan exclusive for anybody who signs up to my Reverb account. And so if you're a Reverb fan, a Street Teamer, you'll get an exclusive, that song exclusively free. Everybody else would have to buy it off the record. And so we're in the process right now of getting the record done. It's just with the TV shows and all the other craziness, we just shot another video and we're shooting another one next month. So we're just trying to lock everything in the TV show too. So it's just been real crazy trying to focus on tweaking the right songs and getting everything out there. So, but
definitely, I'd like
to keep that up for my fans.
All right, so Cardiac, are you going to put that on the Reverb Nation website?
The Reverb Nation fan site. It's going to be a fan exclusive. So if the only way you're going to get it is if, you know, people really like the song, I would just, in return, would want them just to sign up, be a fan, you know, apply to the newsletter and vote and help me to get up there. So
in order to do that, you just go to www.reverbnation.com/Cardiac. And it's free. You sign up. It takes you a couple minutes. You sign up. Once you become a fan and you sign up to be on the Street Team, which is kind of neat to be on the Street Team, because when you're on the Street Team, you get exclusive emails and alerts about upcoming shows and events and that kind of stuff. And, again, you will get exclusive downloads for free, including Always Be There. As a matter of fact, I had a request that a fan of ours really wanted to hear that song again, so I think this will be the perfect time to play it because we only have 8 minutes left. So I'm going to play it now, and then, Mountain Man, if you want to hold on, we can come back, and I'll bring Cardiac back, and we can wrap it up. And let me play this song one more time because this fan really likes it and wants to hear it. So for our listeners, this is Always Be There for You.
Baby, it's midnight. What you need, mama, tell me it's alright. I know your life had its ups and downs. It's so good, my lady. Baby, you my crown. You the mama. Ain't gonna let you down. Got my seed in the stomach. Baby, hold you down. Whatever you need, it's never the wrong time. I drop what I'm doing, baby. You know you got mine. I might have been foolish, acting like prime time. I stop being selfish, put you before mine. A man's gotta grow up. No time like this time. I swear I'll be there for you, like my dad was it for me. My hand in your stomach, I feel the heartbeat. And I'm thinking about the man that I want him to see. Yeah, wish to see a belly, the love of a daddy to be. Things might not work out between me and my me. But I promise I'll be a real dad, even when you're real bad. You can work my nerves, but I hold you when you're real sad. Kiss your tears away, be a hero when the world's mad. I'll always be your papa, so I'll always be your mama. And this will be true to my heart star.
I'm always there for you.
We're back, and that actually was Always Be There for You by Cardiac. So, Cardiac, a little background on the song. You said it was very emotional for you to actually write that song and then actually perform it at the studio.
Even to talk about it right now, it's a deep subject. But basically, I'll just put it out there for the whole world because I'm not a person to hold anything back. I mean, me and the mother of my child, you know, we were dating, we got together, and basically she got pregnant. I mean, we were both shocked by the whole thing, but, I said, you know, we're at that age, you know, where, you know, I don't believe in abortion. She doesn't either. She wanted a kid. Like, we went for it. So started off great. You know, we're in the aisles looking at baby books, all this stuff. And then, you know, it went a little sour as far as between us. And I don't know what it was. Maybe it was overwhelming for her. So, you know, basically, it was basically me being able to speak everything that was on my mind about the child. You know, because if things don't work out between us and there's distance or whatever and bickering and fighting, and then somehow it gets like that sometimes.
Right.
Where parents try to get favoritism toward each other. I just wanted something to stand the test of time to be like, look, this is how I feel about you. This is how
right.
I was feeling when you were pregnant. And so when people make up all these stories, like, oh, he did this, he did that, you're going to hear that. And all my friends, everybody knows that's how I truly feel. That's all I talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's listening, just to let her know that I'm thinking about it right now. And,
right.
you know, I'm going to be there for my child. And so that's that song right there to just be a testament to my child. If anything goes sour or anything, like when the kid gets older, hears that song, he's going to know daddy loves him, or she's going to know that daddy loves him, you know? So
that's one of the real blessings of being an artist, because you're able to actually use your music and your art form as therapy. And
mm-hmm.
honestly, I mean, we could basically do another 5 shows or 10 shows on you, but we've got less than 2 minutes left. So just real quick, give us some feedback where you're going, where you're heading. We've got your websites up. I actually put them in the chat room, but you want to give us the websites again?
It's cardiac.com, K-A-H-D-I-A-K. The best thing possible is to just get the spelling right, K-A-H-D-I-A-K, and Google that, and you will see the first 20 pages are all works and stuff I've done. I mean, we're making some buzz on the internet talk sites for hip-hop, so... I mean, my MySys will pop up, my cardiac.com will pop up, the Reverb Nation will pop up, SoundClick will pop up, and it's just K-A-H-D-I-A-K, and Google it, and K-A-H-D-I-A-K.com, and God bless everybody for listening, and thank you for the feedback, and I just feel that I'm in that position right now where I have a couple of bargaining chips. Unbelievable the amount of, it's not how many people you know, it's who you know, and when you're in that right circle right now, which I am, and the right people have been talking to me and getting feedback from A&Rs, top shelf people that, you know, heads of record labels, and they're bobbing their heads. It's the reiteration of what I've always felt in myself, my positivity, but it's great to get that pat on the back from a major person.
Right,
and
definitely. Oh, wait, hold on. I just got the little buzz in my ear telling me I've got less than 1 minute. So definitely, Cardiac, thank you so much for sharing all that.
No problem.
Mountain Man,
thank you.
Wanna shout out to Mountain Man. You still there?
Yes, I am. I'm still here listening to you. Shout
all right,
out.
God bless you, man.
God bless to you, too, and good luck.
All right, guys. Everybody, thank you very much. Thank you for having me on the show, and I look forward to being
And we lost them. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. Mountain Man, thank you for coming and for being there, and thank you so much for everybody that has been involved with the show. Wednesday, we're going to have Willie Miles. Willie Miles is an amazing young man from the Worcester area. He's going to share some of his stories. He's an up-and-coming. He's working in the acting field. He's an amazing writer. He's going to share that with us. And we've got some other great guests coming. So don't forget, come and join us. Wednesday, we'll be here, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to email us or if you want to, any comments, join our chat room. You can email us at ordinarywoman, WMN, 13@yahoo.com. It was very nice to have you. Enjoy. And remember, never let anyone take your dreams away. Good night.
Anxiety sets in. I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettled, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I'm just bracing, I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove. I'm a fighter, it's not an option to lose.